Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock with Hunter. Hey, buddy.
Yes. Hey. What's up, man? How you doing?
It's 6:20. Let's get right to it because I know we have a ton to talk about. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. So you'll never be thirsty when you're watching the playoffs.
Ever.
Who knows? Maybe you're just sitting there contemplating life. You got a cold one thanks to Bud Distributing.
There you go. Let's get some basketball scores out of the way. Then we're going to talk about some football here. NBA last night, the Bucks beating the Pistons 125-115. The Pacers beating the Pelicans 118-116 in overtime.
Fly, Pelican, fly!
Tonight, the Bulls going to be in Portland playing the Trailblazers at 10:30. All right, moving on. Let's talk about football. Talk about the Lions because I got a couple stories here with the Lions. One's not so good. One's, well, good. Very good, actually. I'm going to start out with the not so good one. I'm not even going to read into this story. I'm just going to read the headline. I ran about it a little bit. Probably ask you a question. Here you go. NFL, this is what it says. Lions entering their biggest rebuild since drafting Stafford. And I read that. I'm going to read that to you again. Lions entering their biggest rebuild since drafting Stafford. So I just, before I even read into this story, I'm like, how is that even possible? You haven't been good. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're good, you're not really getting good draft picks. You know what I'm saying? You're getting one of the last draft picks.
Yeah.
But if you're crappy every year, you get good picks. You get top picks every single year. So how in God's name are you back into a rebuild since Stafford? You know what I'm saying? It's like you've been so bad for so long. You should potentially have like every damn number one pick ever.
I think they've squandered quite a bit of players and opportunities. And I think that starts from the top and works its way down. So I was trying to think like, look, Stafford's got to be he's got to be doing something right. He does have some pretty notable career highlights.
All right. He does.
Fastest player to reach 20,000 career passing yards. And this is NFL records. Fastest player to reach 30,000. Fastest player to reach 40,000 passing yards. Fastest player to reach 45 yards career passing in 165 games. You know.
Just my question. So if he's that good, like everybody's saying, is it just everybody else around him for his whole career?
You and I have talked about this. We've always been a fan of Matt Stafford. Even as a Packers fan, he's got a good head on his shoulders. I really do. I think it's, and I know Lions fans are just going to be up in arms on this. I think it's the Lions organization. They have the ability to just smother good talent. Think about the great Barry Sanders. All right? One of the greatest to play the game. Yep. And he played a short career. Unfortunately, he wasted his primetime years in Detroit. And I mean, dude,
you've had Barry Sanders. I mean, you can throw Matt Stafford in the mix now. You have Megatron. You've had Ndamukong Suh.
Yep.
You've had, I mean, just Golden Tate. All these guys. You know, it's just like, oh, one of these years, you got to break through it. I'm just saying. That's kind of my little rant. You have anything else on it?
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. So he was drafted in 2009, so it's been a decade. It's been a decade. Maybe he goes to a different team. Because as soon as I looked up Matt Stafford, the first three things are not, like, positive. Like, is this the end for Matt Stafford in Detroit? It's all negative stuff. Maybe
Matt Stafford has such good stats because he's the only one. Like, they've got to put everything into his hands.
Yeah.
Because they got nothing else, you know? So, hey, your stats are going to be pretty hot because we're really leaning on you.
You know, I wouldn't hate to say
13
it.
Years.
After Rodgers retires, I'd take Stafford for a few years at Green Bay.
You know?
We keep some of the weapons that we got if we don't lose everybody. I mean, the guy's got an arm on him.
Let's just do the old switcheroo for a second. See how that goes.
If I ever see Rodgers in those Lions colors,
it's gonna happen.
I'll lose my mind.
Brady going to the Bucks.
Gosh. The only team I could see Rodgers going to play for would be the 49ers. That's it.
49ers.
Because
he's from out there. He likes it out there.
He thought for sure the 49ers are going to pick him up, but who do they pick up instead? Alex Smith. Look how that worked out for him.
Think he'd still go and play?
Maybe. I don't know. Or there he would just go and play terribly. Just be like, yes, screw you guys. We're not even getting close. I don't know.
Hey, you know, I'm going to totally redeem Detroit here real quick, though. Back in November, Lions kicker Matt Prater hit a 59-yard field goal. It's the longest for any kicker this NFL season. It was great. It was a great kick because it beat the Washington football team as time expired. But it was also great because it earned the good people of Detroit some free beer. So I did have a good story here for you in Detroit. Bud Light. Hey, Bud, who are sponsoring this awesome sports broadcast here.
Meant to be.
Had a contest running between Prater and the Broncos kicker, Brandon McManus. Prater won it with that kick. So now Bud Light will be given away free in Detroit. Stay tuned to see how they will make this magic happen. So because Prater booting it through the – let's throw Prater in the mix too. He's been a hell of a teammate for the Lions ever since he's been kicking. So big kudos to Prater giving the town of Detroit free beer. I love it.
Nicely done. There you go.
That's the sports report this morning.
Good enough for me. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Think that rocks.
Oh, no. Oh, look, a dinosaur. It's so big and it's mean looking. It's got teeth.
Look out. There's a dinosaur.
See, that would have come in handy. They should have had some megaphones. What? They should have had some megaphones there at Jurassic Park.
I don't know. I don't know if you want any more attention than they already had.
No. I would totally call it that T-Rex over that megaphone. Be like, T-Rex, you big pussy, come get me.
Yeah, you'd end up like that bald guy sitting on the toilet.
You little bitch, T-Rex, you little bitch.
Yeah. Making fun of his short little arms, dude.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you give yourself a nice round of applause? Oh, you can't, you little short arm bitch. That's what I do. That's what I'd say right to that T-Rex. I ain't scared of no T-Rex. Come on now.
Then he'd step on you.
Yeah.
He'd step on you. And bite your head off.
Yeah. Good luck, little bitch. Little
and
baby
I'd be
baby
over
baby
there just laughing. Just I told you.
I think I'd be all right against a T-Rex. I don't think they were that big. I think the government's been lying to us how big the dinosaurs were.
I think I could juke a T-Rex.
I could juke a T-Rex.
You know?
I could. I bet they didn't look. You know, their ankle strength didn't look that good. You know.
I don't know. It's a pretty big ankle. It's the arms you gotta take advantage of somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think we'd be pretty much dead if one of those things were around.
What are we talking about?
we got sports coming up or something?
Hey, yeah, in sports, we're going to talk about T-Rex juking.
T-Rex fights.
Fights, there you go. Anyway, with that said, let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. So after you're done fighting a T-Rex and you're thirsty, you got yourself some delicious Bud products. They got you covered.
Ice cold Bud Light, man. Yeah, after kicking a T-Rex's ass.
You got it,
Bud. All right, I got a few stories here, Brock, and let's end with football because I know you got a football story you want to talk about. Let's kick it off with running. Listen to this. This is weird. Former Olympic runner Nick Simons raced a go-kart on a 135-meter go-kart track, and won. Yes, you heard me right. He thought that he'd be at a disadvantage during the race because, well, he figured that, you know, the machine that would be able to zip around corners faster than him would win. But it didn't happen. Simons hit the halfway mark around the track at 11 seconds, finished with a 21-second lap, and beat the go-kart. Dude, that's just embarrassing to whoever was riding that go-kart, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Was it a toddler driving that thing? Yeah.
I guess I'd have to YouTube this video or something because what kind of go-kart? The one from Dunham's? Or are we talking about one from the Grand Prix? You know, one of those shifter carts.
Well, here's how you win a race. You run the guy over. That's how you win it. What's the big deal? I won. Oh, I'm in a car. I'm going to hit you. That's all it is. That's all it is.
So I don't know if it's more of a congratulations to Nick Simons or... Old boy needs to learn how to race a go-kart a little bit better.
Dude,
one of the two, though.
You were in a go-kart. Yeah, but I know he's really fast. I don't know. What do you want me to do?
He's an Olympic runner.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're still in a go-kart. What are you talking about?
Yeah, your buddies are making fun of you. That's for sure. All right, moving on. College basketball. Listen to this, man. The 2021 basketball NCAA basketball tournament is now scheduled to be played in Indiana. as in every game of March Madness. The idea is to create as much of a bubble as possible, and what better place than the flatlands of Indiana? You know, I don't know, though. Brock, have you been to Indiana?
I've been through it. I tried to hook up with a girl in Indiana, and it didn't work out. That's all I know.
Hey.
Yeah.
So I'm just talking about the pandemic part, like last year.
No.
Going to Indiana, they're wearing their masks. That's about it, though.
Yeah.
Everything's pretty much normal in Indiana, if you've been to Indiana at all. You know? I don't know if it's the best. Anyway. 2021 NCAA basketball tournament now in Indiana.
Maybe they got something figured out that we don't know. Who knows?
Maybe they just got a big bubble in the middle of a cornfield somewhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably not a bad idea. Anyway, moving on. Pro football. What do you got, Brock?
Well, this weekend is wild card weekend in the NFL, and football fans are gearing up for the excitement. Vegas has the Kansas City Chiefs as the favorites to hoist the Lombardi Trophy once again. The Chiefs had the best record in the league this year, finishing 14-2. Mahomes threw for 38 touchdowns, not nearly as many as Aaron Rodgers, just saying. Let's see.
Is that what it says there?
I added that on. So, second most likely to win, the Packers, then is followed by Buffalo, New Orleans, and then Tampa Bay. That's the list. So it goes Chiefs, Packers, Buffalo, Saints, Tampa Bay.
I'm going to call it right now. Chiefs aren't going to make it. I don't feel it for them this year. I don't know why.
They have not been playing. Yeah, I know they're 14-2, but if you look at their gameplay, and of course everyone's like, and I'm not saying this as a Packers fan. I'm saying this as a guy who watches football. They have not played that great. They have had some ugly, ugly wins, and I know a win is a win, but now they're coming against teams that are earning it out there, man, and I just
How about this? Let's go back 2 years. So not last year when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, but the year before where they didn't make it to the Super Bowl. Probably one of Mahomes' best years, wasn't it?
Dude, he had like 50 touchdowns as
a
rookie.
It was ridiculous. Yeah, 55 or something stupid.
And honestly.
And they still didn't make it. I mean, granted, their defense was a little eh.
They barely lost to the Patriots. That's the only reason they didn't go. That's it.
You know? I don't know. I just think people, I don't know. It'd be a good bet to put your money on it, but I think it's going to be somebody else.
I think so too. And I'm not, I would love to see the Packers, but honestly, at this point, you look at the Bills playing lights out football. The Bucs have found their stride. I mean, Tom Brady is a dangerous man, probably the most dangerous man in playoff history. The Steelers, who knows? Maybe they pull a wild hair out of their. And God knows what else could happen. But there's also some teams that are really building up, and I think there's – the Saints, you can't rule out Drew Brees, you know?
Can't rule out the Drew – yeah. You know, it's just – I think week one will tell.
Yep.
After week one, you're like, all right, these guys got definitely got some momentum going.
Yep.
You know, it's all about momentum in the playoffs. When you're playing high and you're playing good,
yep,
it's hard to stop a team like that, especially in the NFL. So I think week one is what you're really going to tell.
Well, we got it this coming weekend, so I'm excited for it, man. It's going to be a good weekend of football. So.
Me too.
Anything else?
There you go, man. There you go. It's your sports report this morning.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.